There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Trending today.
We'll come back to that in a moment. Here you go.
So, the first one's a guessing game, Tim. So, I'm going to play something and you have to guess what this is. Okay?
Okay, okay. Am I likely to have a... Will I be excited by this?
I just want you to guess it.
I'm nervous now. I don't know what's going on.
It's not more Viking stuff.
Oh, okay, right, okay. So, it's this... Okay, go on then. Right, is it this?
Yeah.
Right,
okay. You getting married or...
It sounds like Big Ben to me. Is it Big Ben? Okay.
Yes, it's Big Ben.
It is Big Ben. Okay, yeah. So that's just two. It's not 2 o'clock. It's going to be 3 o'clock. Okay, so...
Big Ben is back.
Big Ben's supposed to be out for a year and a half, isn't
it? It's making a brief return. So it was silenced in August, and this was part of a controversial plan to stop it ringing out for 4 years, and it was the longest time it's been off in history. But what they've decided to do is bring it back for Armistice Day. So they're going to bring it back just for a one-off day. So it's a special occasion, and they've decided to bring it back. So I think people are quite excited about this because we made a big deal of it in August. We're like, oh, that's the end of it for a while. And that was actually the last day it played in August.
Well, it's a political hot potato for a while, wasn't it?
It's very serious.
I think it's probably reasonable to say.
Yes. So Big Ben is coming back next month for a one-off special.
I'm very pleased. Is that the guessing game done?
Yeah, that was it. I enjoyed that. Did
brilliant.
You not?
Yeah, that was good.
Okay, the second one is about a special relationship. And it's footage that's emerged. I don't know if you've seen this story online. It's about, it's a chimpanzee. And this chimpanzee is 59 years old. I didn't know they could live that long. Did you?
I've seen this.
I didn't
read the story, but I saw a picture of is it a former keeper or former friend or something
it's
like that?
It's a friend.
Yeah.
So this chimpanzee is 59 and it's coming to the end of its life and it's been looked after and got to the point where it's just a bit tired, so refusing food, refusing water, that kind of thing. And they decide to get Jan van Hoof, who she's known since the 1970s. So this was someone that was a friend of the chimp back in the 70s, and it's in Utrecht. So they basically bring her, and she's refusing food and water, and they bring her old friend in. And initially, she's so tired and lethargic, she doesn't do anything, she can't see anything. And then after a few moments, there's this second of recognition, and the excitement that she has. She's just sort of so delighted. So it's a video, and obviously it's an animal making noise, but you can get the sense. So she's kind of lying there, not moving much, and then she suddenly recognises a friend that she's known since the 70s.
It's a sense of delight there, isn't it? There is. There's a sense of real...
It's really nice to see. And, you know, obviously the professor's really excited that she remembers her. Mama was sort of like the lead chimp, so sort of the dominant chimp. And, yeah, they had this relationship and they studied. And I think it was just lovely to see. She's so lethargic, curled up in a little ball, and then a friend comes along. And it's just a really nice thing to see the bond between humans and animals.
Mm. Second trending. Third trending?
Third trending is, we talked about this a few weeks ago. We played the song and this time it's the video that's been released. On Monday, through his official account, there's a new song, Spent the Day in Bed, and that's from Morrissey. It's a forthcoming album, Low in High School, which is out next month. So we played the song. We've had a bit of the song before. But what's different is he's released this video, and have a guess, who do you think stars in it?
Him. Morrissey. I don't know. I haven't seen it.
He is in the video, but he's decided to put front and centre footballer Joey Barton. So that's... I don't know what the connection is between the two of them, but basically he's decided to use the footballer.
But they're not natural kin. There's not a natural kinship between them, is there?
Yeah.
You wouldn't have thought on the surface of things.
I know, but maybe I don't know if there's something to do with the name of the song or if they're maybe just good friends or he's a big Morrissey fan. But basically, this is the video, newly released video, had about 1 million hits overnight since it was released yesterday for Spent the Day in Bed.
Spent the day in bed. Very happy I did. Yes, I spent the day in bed. As the work is staying slow, I spent...
just sounds the same as everything else he's ever done.
No, I think I can see why people think Morris is an acquired taste. I see why people didn't like the Smiths. When the Smiths are around, I completely blanked the Smiths, and I rued the day that I did that, because I now love them.
I was just about to say, I think you're going to have to cover your ears for the next bit, because what I was about to say is that song in particular reminds me of lots and lots of stuff he did with the Smiths, and being from Manchester, it's something that you just can't ignore, so it gave me an excuse to play one of my favourites, This Charming Man.
Tell you what, hold on, let me just get this right. Punctured bicycle.
I would go out tonight, but I haven't got a stitch to wear.
You see, a lot of people at the time, and I remember it really clearly, were very kind of, oh, he's just moaning, it's this, it's that, and that was very much a standard, wasn't it? But if you love them, and they're very important to you, it absolutely wasn't moaning, it was all about the statement.
Yeah.
And that jangly kind of 60 reliance on that sort of whole 60s.
They were doing something thing. Different. Do you know when that song was recorded?
When?
Yeah.
I couldn't give you the day, no.
It was recorded a month after I was born.
Oh, was it really?
In a studio about 3 miles from the hospital I was born in.
So why do you love them? Why would you love that so much?
I think when you grow up in somewhere like...
Because it's not of
your time, is it? When you grow up somewhere like Manchester, it's kind of one of those bands that are just on and you hear a lot of.
Which reminds me of something else. That I remember that coming out, I'm thinking. I remember I was buying... Oh, that's... I'm really old! Oh, did you do that on purpose? You set that up, didn't you?
I did, a little bit.
All right, then. That's trending today. One last repeat. Is that trending today, or should
that
I ask
That is
you?
Trending today.
One last repeat on this. Tell us what the name of this song is and send it in. Put your name on there, 4001, via the free app. Last chance. So we're going to have a winner in a few minutes' time, plus a whole load of songs from the 1990s. Do you want to quickly run through the excitement again, just to prepare yourself for it, Michelle? Because, you know, we've been waiting. Let's build it up a little bit more.
Well, people are saying that it's going to be the most important party of the year.
What, people are saying that?
The important people.
Right.
The experts, okay. The authorities, officials.
Including our guests in the studio. Yeah?
We'll be getting quotes
from
them.
The two of you?
No, I tell you something though, Michelle, there is a countdown on the website.
There is.
I'm just going to keep you excited now. Okay. So it's happening in 0 days, 18 hours, 14 minutes and 11 seconds to go. Till your front of the stage cheering for three out of five.
Two out of Westlife and Boyzone and so on.
That 3 out of 5 ain't a bad name for the band, actually. That really works well. All right, a 90s music scoop.
Drive Live. Have your say.
Text 4001 or message us for free on the Dubai iMessenger app.
Last status quo tickets that we have to give away this week. We're asking you for the name of the song. We played it a few times. NLT, congratulations to...
Andy Robinson.
All right, there, here you go. Now, what's interesting about that is it's not Status Quo's song. It was written by John Fogerty from Creedence Clearwater Revival. He did it first. But anyway, that's by the bite. They're here on the 27th of October. I know, it's like you can chat that in conversation this weekend and people are going, that's never true. That can't be true. It's Status Quo's song.
Peter Holt is waiting on his drive for Michelle's 90s bit to start. We need to get there.
I know, I was trying to fill time because I don't want to do it. But anyway, so Michelle Loxton, music scoop tonight. Where do we start?
Well, if you haven't heard already today, as we mentioned it 4,000 times, there's going to be an epic party down at the Irish Village. And if you grew up in the 90s or you love the 90s, and your dreams have come true. So if you're there tomorrow, you encounter the world's very best band combo, and this is official. Mm. Boyzlife will be there. They're one half Westlife.
What this bit?
You're flying without wings.
Everybody get their smartphones out.
Got swaying. Come on,
swing. Yeah.
If I had a lighter, it would be in the air.
Smartphones now. That's what she said, smartphones.
Yeah, smart, yeah, put your phone with you.
Old school as you well know.
Oh, get your lighter, Tim. The other half is Boyzone.
Oh.
No matter what they tell us.
So can I just hear the start of that again? I love that. It's like a dog panting that. I'd never heard that before.
Oh, it's the best part of the whole song.
Oh, man.
So if boy bands aren't quite your thing, then I've got something that might make you sweat. Yeah, there'll be some CNC Music Factory there. But if you don't want to get sweaty, perhaps you just want to feel free.
Everybody's free to feel good. Everybody's free to feel good.
Seems like yesterday, doesn't it? Yeah.
It really does.
So Rosala will be in the house. And if that's not enough, I have something that's guaranteed to make you feel so good.
Doing the side-to-side head dance.
The 90s kids are in the house.
Sonique, if she can't convince you, perhaps the power of the 90s can do it for you.
Maybe. I love that. Turbo B was the man, as far as I'm concerned. But that is now a dance song.
Yeah.
To me, it's just Feel the Power.
So that, anyway. So that's Snap.
Okay.
And so if you haven't got the power with Snap, then I promise you that Five will get everybody up and out of their seats. Now, if you haven't died and gone to 90s heaven, then I don't know what's wrong with you, and there's nothing really we can do for you. But perhaps there's one last thing that can pull you in. I don't know. And I'm going to leave it to Robin S., who's going to show you some love.
That's a really good selection of 90s classics, probably.
It's amazing.
Robin S.
Show Me Love. That's by far the best song out of all of those. Tremendous. So that is tomorrow night. That's Michelle's, who has officially now died and gone to 90s heaven, I think, haven't you?
Yeah.
We just resurrected you very briefly. All too briefly, I think. That's pretty much it today. I was just going to say tomorrow it begins. It's the Dubai Fitness Challenge that starts. So 30 minutes for 30 days. And I'll see what you're going to start with.
I think I'm going to go for a walk or a jog. Start nice and gentle.
Gentle stroll,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah. What are you going
to
do?
Pretty much the same, I have to say, to you. And that's it, really. Drive Live. We'll be back on Sunday.
Only if we've survived the first 3 days of the fitness challenge, Tim.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.